This is Big JD's Aunt Shirley.
And this is Big JD's Uncle Brian.
And you're listening to the Jabbercast with
Big JD and Lippo.
Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately. Hey folks, Big JD here. Unfortunately, there's no Jabbercast show this week, per se, but for Sunday, September 5th, we were going to do the cycling show, and I did do an interview with Brian Parrish, who is originally from Windsor, but now lives in Korea, and is gearing up to do a 2012 expedition from the Arctic to Argentina, which will take him probably over 365 days. I'm going to go ahead and play that interview for you, which is about 10 minutes long, followed by Sunday Morning Music Mayhem. Have a great week, and hopefully we'll see you next weekend. From both Big JD and Lippo, thanks for listening.
You're listening to another interview with Big JD. For more interviews with Big JD, check out youtalkingtome.ca or simply visit bigjd.com.
Okay, Brian, welcome to the Jabbercast.
Hey, thanks. I'm glad to be here, JD.
You're an avid cyclist. We're going to get into some incredible discussion here, but you're actually in the northeast province of Korea. That's where you live, but you're a Windsor native. What brought you out to Korea?
I originally came out to Korea back in 2001 in the fall. Actually, the last job that I had in Canada was I was recruiting for the University of Windsor. Mm-hmm. And I finished the contract, and then there's many expats that will come to Korea or other parts of Asia to teach English as a second language. So basically, yeah, I came over here for a winter camp. They're like it's a temporary job you can pick up for a month, and then I plan to travel around Asia. But in that month while I was here, actually in the first 4 days, I met my wife in Seoul. And so basically we met, and that's pretty much it. Four days later, we had a date, and then I decided to stay, and I stayed for several years. Actually Korea and China. So
you're an avid cyclist, and that's what we're talking about on the show today is cycling. You're planning this quite a huge expedition from the Arctic to Argentina in 2012, and we're going to get to that in a second. But what's happening right now? What are you doing now? And what I know that you have some smaller trips planned over the next little while. What's going on?
Well, basically, for the past 4 years, I've just been building up like longer and more difficult training, harder rides. I've relocated now that I'm in Gangnam, Gangwon province. Mm-hmm. And it's the northeast coast, and it's very mountainous, and it's right on the East Sea or the Sea of Japan. And basically from here I can ride over the course of a few days. Actually, I did 6 days. I did 672 kilometers. And to give you an idea of the terrain and mountains, that route that I took, actually two different rides that I did, had about 700 meter climbs, and then one was straight from sea level, about 830 meters. Wow. So it gives you an idea of the from sea level to 830 meter peak. And that's over a distance of about 20 kilometers. So basically, I just started out just buying just your everyday Joe mountain bike for about $200. And then I just had a break from teaching and decided to go down the east coast of the country. So it was about 475 kilometer ride. And I stayed at these kind of like a sauna bathhouse. They call them Jimjilbongs. Mm-hmm. And all across the country. So basically, it's a nice sauna. They have sleeping rooms, a common area for families.
Now, was this a while back? Like, how long have you been doing this kind of riding?
Basically, since the spring of 2007. Pretty much for the last three solid years.
Not really that long to be riding like you do, I would say.
Right.
You know,
actually,
I mean,
the The funny thing is, I didn't do much riding actually in the last, I don't know, I'd say 5 or 6 years, but coming back to Korea, buying a bike and then being familiar with cycling through actually Maple Leaf Cycling Club in Windsor and also Kubota Velo Club back in the 90s, actually the early 90s.
Right.
So it was just getting back on a bike, and I'd done off-road riding in BC and also in California as well.
Do you have any kind of a big trip planned pre-2012? Oh.
On the radar right now is next summer. I'm going to have a break from teaching. I'll be on a summer break for the university. So my plan is to head to Ulaanbaatar in Mongolia. Mm-hmm. It's the capital. And basically just launch right out of the city, or maybe get a shuttle or something outside the city. But, you know, just ride across the country, do about 1,000 wow. to 2,000 kilometers. I'll probably be on a 30-day visa. And it's, I'm just going to have, I don't know, as far as navigation is concerned, probably a GPS, considering the wild terrain. But
well, I've been to Mongolia. Yeah, oh, wait, I've been to Mongolian barbecue about 10 minutes away. So
there's people that live in the urban areas, but there's a lot of nomadic tribes that are all over the country. So even though there are desolate areas that I'd travel across, I'd probably try to find a pattern area where people are, you know, grazing for the summer.
Right.
So I can roll along and meet some people and probably buy water or get some, you know, rations. But
that's got to be a huge part of the trip, is all the things you do along the way. Not only the terrain and the joy of cycling, but meeting new people.
Yeah, so the introduction to cultures. Well, even here in Korea, I can cycle around the country, and it's very uncommon to run into people that do speak fluent English, but I can use body language or mm-hmm. use the limited Korean vocabulary that I have. And people are really helpful, you know, especially when you're on a bicycle. When you approach people, it's so easy to talk to people. It's easy to, you know, walk up to them and they'll, you know, give directions, or sometimes people invite to stay at their house or what have you. So, yeah, it's, you know, I'll be self-supported when I go to Mongolia. Basically, just bring your camping equipment, you know, lightweight tent, probably a brand like Sierra Designs, and then a good mummy bag, because the night temperatures can drop. It can be extreme for temperature change. But summer season will be good. I'll probably just go for July or August of next year. And then that will warm me up for the big Arctic to Argentina. And then
right, that's what I want. I want to talk about that now, the Arctic to Argentina. That's incredible. 2012 to 2013, you're looking at least a year of cycling.
Right,
that's quite an expedition.
It's at least 365 days. The distance is roughly 32,000 kilometers.
Wow.
And it's the same thing, self-supported. I plan on camping the whole way through. Probably as I cross Canada and crossing the U.S., I'm going to register for couch surfers and maybe, you know, find a few couches to crash on. But for the most part, yeah, I'm doing it for the charity behind it is the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation of Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, there's a representative tertiary group. It's called the Ideas Foundation. It's a Intestinal Disease Education and Awareness Society, and it's based at Vancouver. It's led by Rob Hill, and he's actually just finished the Seven Summits. So he went to the seven continents and climbed the seven highest peaks.
Wow.
And the last being Everest. So he's an ostomate. He has an ostomy. So he's been through major surgeries related to the Crohn's disease. And so basically, yeah, being familiar with the disease in my family, I've got relations that have it. And then meeting Rob Hill, and I met John Scott, who's the former Windsor, actually chapter president of the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation of Canada. He approached me on Facebook. He saw my group. He saw that I was, you know, building up this expedition. And he said, you know, do you have a charity you're supporting? And I said, no, not yet. And he said, what do you think about the Crohn's and Colitis idea? And I said, I'm totally down with that. So, we made that connection, and so things are just kind of rolling along from there. It's a lot of work to build it up. The sponsorship still, I've got a long way to go.
Pretty incredible. I mean, you're doing this for a cause as well. And I do want to say that, I mean, we're running out of time here for our talk for the Jabbercast, but we're going to have you on my You Talking to Me show.
You Talking to Me.
A lot of listeners are familiar with the show as a podcast, and it has aired live on internet radio. It's the letter U, talking, the number 2, me.ca. And nice. I'm actually, there's still a lot of shows up there online that people can listen to, but I'm taking that to CJAM, which is 99.1 FM in Windsor and Detroit, and we're going to have you back and do a full-length interview and really get into this, you know, some more of your background and stuff like that. But this Arctic to Argentina ride, it's very cool, and maybe in the coming month or two, so listeners can stay tuned in for that. So I know you have a blog up, you have a website. Maybe you can give that information so people can get more familiar with this right now. And also, obviously, if anybody's interested in sponsoring and things like that, then they can contact you from there.
Excellent. Yeah, sure. Basically, the website is Arctic and the number 2, Argentina.com. And the other website I do daily blogging regular is Korean World. It's K-O-R-E-A-N. -world.blogspot.com. And yeah, you can contact me through either of the websites. You'll find my contact information, my email. We're trying to build this up with the charity foundation. Everything there is solid. What comes next is building up the expedition for the sponsorship to get this, you know, moving and keep it moving on the road. So yeah, it's the trip is it's a year plus expedition, and I'm really looking forward to it, and I'll be glad to come back on your next program, and we can talk about it in more detail.
Great stuff. Thanks again. I really appreciate you being on the show.
All right, peace, man. Thanks.
You've just listened to another interview with Big JD. For more interviews with Big JD, check out youtalkingtome.ca or simply visit bigjd.com. Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show at BigJD.com and by the Border City Radio Podcast at BorderCityRadio.com.
Bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike. I want to ride. I want to ride it where I like.
You say black,
I say white.
You say bar,
I say bite.
You say shark,
I say him. And Jaws was never my scene, and I don't like Star Wars.
You say Rose,
I say Royce.
You say God,
give me a choice.
You say Lord,
I say Christ. I don't believe in Peter Pan, Frankenstein or Superman.
All I wanna do is
Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email Big JD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved in the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.